the election went well, and people got their ballots. So things went in a very peaceful manner, and this is contrary to the climate we have gone through in recent weeks. So I'm very pleased to report that things went well.
And how was the attendance?
The participation was massive. It's slightly lower than the attendance in 2007 during the last election, but things went well. People voted, and in a large majority of the population, I mean the people that are supposed to vote, things went well. The attendance was okay. Globally, it was okay. But we just have to remember that in recent weeks, there have been a lot of pressure and a lot of rallies organized by the opposition parties that sometimes were violent. But on Sunday, on election day, we went through a very peaceful climate. And I believe that was due to the, as you recall, the Secretary General himself called for a peaceful, credible, and transparent process in line with Senegal's long-standing democratic tradition and the aspiration of his people. And the media echoed the message of the Secretary General. And in addition, we had also the message of the United States government, the European Union, the French government, that have called for free, fair, and peaceful elections, and appeal to all parties to refrain from violence. So I'm pleased to report once again that things went well.
In the run-up to the election, there were protests by people there. Why were they protesting?
They were against President Ouad, the incumbent, against his decision to run for a third term. They claimed that, according to the Constitution, that a president that must be just re-elected for two terms. So this was the third term of President Ouad, and they were against it. Also, the Constitutional Court approved the candidature of President Ouad. So they were rallying because they didn't want President Ouad, who's 85 years old, to be a candidate again. Some of those protests became violent. But due to a lot of pressure, international mediation, and I mentioned only a few organizations that were involved, there was also the mediation of President Obasanjo from the President of Nigeria, who led the ECOWAS delegation. And all of these negotiations exerted a lot of pressure by all parties, the government and the political parties, the opposition parties, to go really for a fair, free, and peaceful election.
Now, what is the result of Sunday's election?
The final result may come out on Friday, the latest, according to the Constitution here. But yesterday we received, from 8 p.m. because the ballot closed around 6 p.m. Around 8 p.m. we received only already few results from the ballot polls area. So according to the first report, and I'm very cautious about it, it's not official. This is based on the media report. There are three candidates that seem to be ahead now. President Ouad of PDS, Macky Sall, one of his former prime ministers, who is from the Alliance pour la République, and Moustapha Niass, who is Alliance des Forces du Progrès. These three candidates seem to be ahead. But none of them, according to the report now, may have the majority of the vote. So we may go to being very cautious about it. It's not official yet toward the second round.
Now, what role did the United Nations play in these elections? Did the UN play any role?
Usually elections, the leadership organizing elections belongs to the member states, and the UN usually doesn't get involved directly like that. The UN gets involved if there are some information that go toward which are against peace. When the process become violent and so on, and usually this is when, even before getting violent, the UN very quietly contacts all parties and in order to promote a peaceful and credible and transparent election. I would say before the election day, of course, the UN got involved because the Secretary General himself called officially, and this was echoed by the media, for a peaceful, credible, and transparent process.